Are you gonna make me call you? Are you ever gonna answer? Are you gonna make me wonder what got you cold? Yesterday we were each other's. Warmth came with each word spoken. Now we've gone home. Maybe I dreamed it all. If this is what waking is, I'll never sleep. I don't want you coming round, only to leave. Now when the morning comes, the sun brings me pain. I don't think I'll ever want to wake up again. At times it seemed that I could read you, though I couldn't find the words. When I left, you were rewritten without a care for the past or the present. We drifted from setting to setting, as though truth were determined by the cycles of your sleep. Maybe you are the dreamer, maybe I am the dream. As you start to forget me as soon as I leave. Now when the morning comes, the sun brings me pain. I don't think I'll ever want to wake up again. And now we've gone home. Maybe I dreamed it all, but if I am a dreamer, there's nothing to mourn, 'cause losing a dream is a matter of course.
Don't tell me what I wanna hear. I hear it all the time. But you volunteer every word at the slightest hint of interest. Then you turn it to yourself, like a gun in your fist aimed at your mouth. In the air between our lips, there hangs a silence. It's awkward and dense, it's a fence, a barrier. So we shout and we pound the palms of our hands, and all our hot breath will condense. Where were you she might be seen. Taking photos of your brain, and then she'll knit a brain to match the couch, and don't slouch. She'll want to rest her head on your shoulder and talk about the brain. Cerebellum, coordination, frontal lobe, the milk's gone bad. Sensory cortex, won't you itch the scratch? Won't you scratch this rash of the brainstem? Let me take your pulse, won't you stay awake? I'm up, I move a bit too slow, which brings me to the temporal lobe. Hear those cries across the globe. She likes big words, and when she uses them, she smiles and waits. Waits for me to congratulate. I wonder if she's seen little man Tate. She'll want to rest her head on your shoulder and talk about the brain. Cerebellum, coordination, frontal lobe, the milk's gone bad. Centric cortex, won't you itch the scratch? Won't you scratch this rash of the brainstem? Let me take your pulse, won't you stay awake? I'm up, I move a bit too slow, which brings me to the temporal lobe. Hear those cries across the globe. It seems she knows about my mind, and she'll try just what makes me tick. I think she knows some tricks.
Thanks so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Locals Only, and I'm here live in Studio 2A with three great musicians. You just heard David Ragland. Before that, Carl Johnson, and then starting things off was Adam Nixon. And they've got a show tomorrow night at the Red Room, so here's your little preview of that. I want to start off with introductions. Tell us a little bit about your sort of individual musical histories.
Okay, I'll start. This is Carl, by the way. I started in high school, just after high school, in a band called The Retainers, which I was in for about 4 years. And then after that, I was in a kind of a synth pop band called Oh Yeah. And throughout that history, I was kind of doing some solo stuff on my own, doing home recordings on like a little 4-track cassette recorder, and handing those out to friends. And I played a few random solo shows, but it's been about almost exactly 2 years since I've played a show. So I'm going to be playing at the Red Room tomorrow for the first time in a long time.
This is Adam Nixon. My guitar playing started in high school again, but I was completely self-taught, self-motivated kind of a thing. At the very beginning, I was taught some songs, but after that, I pretty much developed my guitar playing through songwriting itself, and I've just been playing solo since then.
And David?
Yeah, I was obsessed with the Beatles at a very young age, which got me thinking a lot about recording and how that process works. So when I was maybe 11 or 12, I got a little mini kind of recording set up, and I recorded my first album, which is called Blast Off.
I've seen the cover. It's amazing.
and I won't be sharing any of those tracks with anyone except the title track, Blast Off, is online, and it's pretty amazing, I gotta say. It's probably the best thing I've done. It's all been downhill since then. But so anyway, you know, I kind of did a home recording, and then I got serious about things in high school, and I had a band called Snapdragon, and then after that I had a band which eventually became Hobnail Boot, and that's when I sort of met Carl, and I was playing shows with Carl's band and Ladies and Gentlemen, and then I've just continued to do that.
So you all obviously are friends outside of the show that you're playing tomorrow night. What are your first musical memories of each other? Do you remember the first time that you saw other people here play?
I saw David at Shot in the Dark just a couple years ago. I think I saw Carl and the Retainers with Ladies and Gentlemen like in 2003 when I was still in high school. At Bookman's, probably.
I met Dave kind of like through Ladies and Gentlemen, because I think they played a few shows with them, and I saw them play at the Red Room of all places. And then, you know, I don't know. We've been kind of on and off friends. I mean, he's been out of town and then back in town and stuff.
Yeah.
And then as far as Adam, I knew Adam for a good while before I realized that he was an awesome songwriter. I mean, he's when I first heard him play, I was like, you know, gotta play more shows with that guy.
I got hooked up with Carl through playing shows with him, his band The Retainers at the time, and my band Hobnail Boot. We shared a bill with Ladies and Gentlemen quite frequently, and so I met him that way. And Adam, I remember meeting you at that show of mine that you mentioned, but it wasn't until really recently that we started to, you know, talk and hear each other play music and all that stuff. So
actually, I think the first solo show I ever played was with you and Alex from Ladies and Gentlemen at Bookman's.
Yeah.
The long lost Bookman shows that, were a lot of fun, and you got store credit for it, so that's a plus too.
In fact, I still have a credit slip in my wallet from those shows.
Yeah. It's still valid.
Yeah, well, I still got it.
Well, we're gonna get back to music here again. You're listening to Locals Only on 91.3. KXCI Tucson. We've got David Ragland, Adam Nixon, and Carl Johnson all here live in Studio 2A. So they're going to play another round of songs.
Stay awake. And if this bottle were an hourglass, I'd be running out of time. I'd be running out of time. But right now, as it stands, I've too much time on my hands. I walk down to the station by the local 102, past 7th Avenue. I drop my bags on the platform steps and I look out at the tracks. They're reaching out to never reach back. Another time, another place. There's an outline I can't erase. Let the mountains collide. Let the city die. Let the sea swell and let the city die.
But I would find it funny if you found that photograph of my ex-lover in Holland, always skied up and mingling with the signpost. Like she's known it now for years, I brought a chisel and a hard eye to my 20th blind date, cause I just go for the comedy at this point. The person I'm out with looks like Julianne Moore, but she isn't anything how I imagine she might be. I'm in that movie Vertigo, I dress everyone I might know like her. Where's my Julianne? Who is that at the door? I'm hoping for Julianne Moore. Want another drink? I think I'll have one too. I'd click my heels together if I had my ruby shoes. The woman that I'm out with keeps talking about her old flame. Guess I can't really complain, because distraction is a hobby of mine and it's in full gear. It's the same woman every night. The person I'm out with looks like Julianne Moore, but she isn't anything how I imagine she might be. I'm in that movie Vertigo, I dress everyone I might know like her. Where's my Julianne? Who is that at the door? I'm hoping for Julianne Moore. No one else compares with her. Perhaps Meryl Streep, but the world wants her. Safe in front of the movie screen, this one-sided romance is fine with me. Till I'm home and it's late and my lonely joints begin to ache. Just one more Julianne. Where's my Julianne? Who is that at the door? I'm hoping for Julianne Moore.
So I'm going to cut in with a quick question for Carl and David. Seeing as both of you were in bands in the past, you were used to writing songs in the context of a band. For the songs that you're playing tonight, the last two in particular, and just sort of in general as songwriters right now, do you still picture these songs in terms of full band arrangements when you're writing them, or have you reached points where you're writing for the solo material?
I definitely write for a full band. I always write that way. It's kind of hard for me to think of it any other way. Just because, like, when I was in high school, I was in a couple of bands too, and I've just kind of always been in bands. And I was always writing to be in a band, because that was like the dream when I was, when I was in eighth grade or whatever. I pretty much think of the percussion, I think of everything behind it.
Definitely same here. Most of the time I think of things with with other instruments in mind. And whenever I'm recording something, even when it's not with a band, I tend to add all kinds of stuff. So it's always the bigger picture in my head.
And Carl, I understand you have your band with you on the chair in front of you tonight. You've been doing some iPad stuff, I know, and I'd like to hear a little bit about that, just because I thought it was so cool the first time I heard about sort of the potential of it. So give us a quick overview of
that's entailed. I have an iPad in front of me because I'm reading lyrics off of them, which is the magic of radio, is that we can do things like this, and nobody knows except when you tell people. I've been using GarageBand on the iPad to kind of I've been mapping out a few songs. I finished one, and it's on my Tumblr. It's carljohnson.tumblr.com, and it's you're able to add custom drum tracks to it and plug in guitars and bass, and I've actually been singing directly into the mic on the iPad too. And I can do up to 8 tracks, which is great for everything I need. I suggest people check it out.
So yeah, that's a home recording tip from Carl Johnson. And then back to the music. Here's Adam Nixon.
Thanks. Coming for me, is sounding out its warning, and I lay the track. The moon is smiling with its brighter half, and in my mind it's saying, you know, sometimes you just gotta laugh. I know sometimes I gotta laugh.
Father, for I have sinned with every out of rhythm hymn. I sing my thoughts, they drift from the words. I know that it's wrong, but I, oh, it sounds so absurd. Let me start over. Soccer practice a week ago, I took a spill, was knocked out cold, and when I finally opened up my eyes, an angel stood above me. She said, "You will be alright." I was alright. Mary carried me to the infirmary, ignored my sideways glances as she held my hand tightly. Sister Mary, carry me forever. Now I can't wait for hour three when she takes roll and comes to me. She always stops to ask me how I feel. How can I ever tell her how I really feel? How she makes me feel. Sister Mary carried me to the infirmary, ignored my sideways glances as she held my hand tightly. Sister Mary, carry me forever. I know I'll never get the chance to kiss her lips or hear her say that she loves me. Supposed to do now. Sister Mary carried me to the infirmary, ignored my sideways glances as she held my hand tightly. Oh, Sister Mary carried me to the infirmary, ignored my sideways. Mary, carry me forever.
You're so tall, but I just stole your stilts. Now how will they pick you out in the crowd? Looks like you'll have to make a plan, like shoulder stepping or top hats. Hats are huge, 80s hair. What'd you do when you were small? Hey big man, let's see you touch the moon. Is it rude now to point out you spoke too soon? Hey, did you bite your tongue right off? Or did your words just come up lost? Lost a quiet lullaby. Back to when you were so small. Come on, let's see what you've got. Up your sleeve, up your sleeve, up your sleeve, up your sleeve, up your sleeve. Come on, let's see what you've got. Up your sleeve, up your sleeve, up your sleeve, up your sleeve, up your sleeve. You're topless now, the truth might set you free. You're so tall, but I just stole your stilts. Now how will they pick you out
show the stepping or top hat, hat, or huge 80s hair. What'd you do when you were small?
There's a quiet serpent waiting for me. It's wrapped around my heart. It's got me hurting badly. And this is what becomes of those who try. I whisper to my heart, which in its injury replies, you're a monster, you're a glutton, you're a fiend. You've taken everything you can, but not a single thing you need. You're gonna have to give it all back. And every time I think I've had enough, it comes around, spits into my eyes. And blind though I may have become, I've tried, oh God, how I've tried. And this is what becomes of those who try. I whisper to my heart, which in its injury replies, you're a monster, you're a glutton, you're a fiend. You've taken everything you can, but not a single thing you need. You're gonna have to give it all back. You're gonna have to give it all up. You're gonna have to give it all back.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson. My name's Matt. This is Locals Only, and I'm live in Studio 2A with Adam Nixon, who you've just heard, and David Ragland and Carl Johnson. Thanks again for joining us tonight, guys.
Of course, thank you.
Of course.
Yeah, glad to be here.
And we've got a lot more music to squeeze in tonight, but a few things to talk about first. First, of course, is the show that you guys are playing, so tell us about that.
It's been a while since I played out in Tucson, so I wanted to set something up at the Red Room at the Grill, and I just sent them an email. They gave me a date, and I've been wanting to hear both of these guys again. It's been a long time since I've heard Carl, especially, so I thought it would be great if I could just play a show with them and get all our friends to come out and cool. Have a good time.
So what is it that you like about each other's music? We can start with Adam, seeing as you're the one who's going to put the show together. But if you want to indulge each other for a moment.
This is something that would take me a long time to start writing if I were writing it down. And the first sentence would get erased a lot of times. Carl, well, I like the songwriting for both of them, and they share a similar like quality of songwriting that I don't really, I'm not really capable of, that whole writing with a band in mind. But it's so varied and interesting in its structure, and the melodies are captivating as well. I'm not going to split that up.
All right, fair enough. Do you guys have any thoughts that you want to share about each other, if you want to give an ego boost to someone else?
I'll split it up. No, I mean, I think there's very distinct things I like about both of them. I think Adam, I like the fact that you write for just a solo guitar, because you hear a lot of, I mean, the guitar work is really great and it fills all the spaces. You know, you have like a bass note in with the, you know, all the other leads that you're playing. And then your voice, I love your voice. It's just awesome. And Dave, I don't even know where to begin. I can't even wrap my head around how he writes songs. But just the way he arranges things and his chord progressions are beyond what I can even imagine doing.
That Berkeley degree serving you well.
Oh, it was before Berkeley.
Well, thank you. Thank you both. Adam, this was occurring to me as you were playing your last song. With your lyrics, there's always something that jumps out at me, like a line or a phrase or something that sort of stays in my head, and it's something that I end up thinking about, and it's always something that I haven't thought about before. So it's sort of like peeling away at an orange or something. Like,
that's
every
great.
Time I hear a song, a song of yours, I find something new in it that I like, especially with the lyrics. I think your lyrics are just incredible. And
yeah, I'm gonna second thing to add that to mine.
and Carl, just ever since I heard you with the Retainers, just your guitar playing and the last song you played, what's it called?
The on the show here, Carry Me, Less Than None.
Just your chord progressions are great, and the chorus is hilarious. And perfect.
I have to add something too. I heard that song years and years ago. I still, like, I had it stuck in my head like 2 weeks ago.
I actually wrote that for Oh Yeah, the synth pop band, which is totally not at all a synth pop type song.
Right.
But yeah, it's a, you know, about a Catholic schoolboy who falls in love with a nun.
And of course, I've told at least one nun named Sister Mary about that song.
Wow.
So it really has legs, a life of its own. Yeah. So before we get back to more music, I just want to know, if people like your songs, is there a place online where they can find them?
You can find me on adamnixonmusic.com, adamnixonmusic at Facebook, or there's always MySpace, I guess.
Still exists, apparently.
There won't always be MySpace. But there is.
There always has been for a set period of time, I guess.
And as I mentioned earlier, the only web presence I have musically right now is just carljohnson.tumblr.com. I just have a couple songs up there, but I hope to ramp that up a little bit, because I hope to be getting out and playing more and stuff. So.
For all you Facebookers, there's David Ragland Music. Just type that in Facebook and it should come up. And then I have a Bandcamp, and I think how Bandcamp works is it's davidragland.bandcamp.com. Is that right? That's probably what it is.
Something like that.
Just Google my name and put Bandcamp after it and it should come up.
Terrific. So we have about 17 and a half minutes or so left. And I know that we'd initially planned on doing one more song by each of you, but if you'd like, I figure people would rather hear more music and less talking. So if at least a couple of you would like to play two more, and everyone else can play at least one more, let's get back to some music.
This is a chord progression and a melody that I've had for maybe 5 years, and I just wrote the lyrics today. So go to Facebook and give me feedback and let me know if I should change it.
Please tell me the time I called for your voice on the telephone line, 7:13. I picture a face to go with the sound of you calming me down, 7:18. And can I pretend you
You're not pre-recorded, you're just on with me. Talking me to sleep, and I just need the time and your voice on the line. So where are you now? The top of Big Ben in a clock tower den, 7:20. Maybe you're not far, a neighborhood bar. I'll be there at 10 sharp, 10:11. Let me just pretend that you know the answers. You know exact time. We should be just fine, and I will sleep to pine for your voice on the line. Just on with me, talking me to sleep, and I just need the time and your voice on the line.
Late afternoon, and the sun shining through the shades. Wake up to the note on the door that you've read twice before. It's still the same, and the hole in the wall lets you know what you did the previous day. 3 days the wiser from that first night, when you couldn't help but cry. But it seems like it's over now, and you've taken the blame. It seems like it's over now, and you've taken the blame. All of it's happened before, it won't happen again, I swear. I'll say it 1,000 times more, it won't happen again. You still wake up, but it's harder this time. You'll get out of bed eventually, but you don't look forward to that at all, 'cause you notice that you don't get what you want awake. It's getting harder and harder to change. Getting harder and harder to change. It's getting harder and harder to change. It's getting harder and harder to change. All of it's happened before, it won't happen again, I swear. I'll say it 1,000 times. and I swear I'll say it 1,000 times more, it won't happen again.
It's with a tree that sprouts in the grass. It starts with the ocean rising through the cracks. It starts when the brightest star breaks apart. You try to stop the wind that blows through the brush. Stop the sun from rising over us. You try to stop the hands of the claw from dragging you around. And all you want is to go home. And so effortless, you try to take on everything regardless. You know that there's nothing you could ever do. The tree that sprouts in the grass, it starts with the oceans rising through the cracks. It starts when the brightest star breaks apart.
Is in tight pants with the metal studded belt to a sense of midlife crisis. Hide the youthful roses wilt. I got a giant carburetor with a tweaked out skimpy muffler and a woman who's all smiles but not quite the storyteller. Here's just a quick glance at a lusty pill-faced pastime, a cherry chocolate mission, an excuse for broad day winking. I got her number from a big black book where ambition sinks with the look of a crook, stealing hope with the flip of a switch atop heavy moan. 1-900 phone. All those years punched the clock but never punched out. Tyson's drool is on my ear and 100 other fantasies to make this average life unclear. Rock bottom took hold of me. Florida's so warm this time of year. So is Alaska if you're swimming in beer. I think I should stay right here, stay right here. I'll take a room for two, but it should be a room for one to get some thinking done. That's no fun. Bring soft tan skin from an overworked sun. All those years punched the clock, but never punched out. Tyson's drool is on my ear, and 100 other fantasies to make this average life unclear. Rock bottom took hold of me. Over and out, kingdom come is asking me just what I've done. What have I done?
Solo, the rumbling and warmth of the floor of this car is a comfort to me. The night is a sea, and our van is a submarine. Something on the radio, crimson and clover, and everyone's singing. Play it again, but we can't. It's the end, that's all. Seven on a sea of grain. Someday we'll change, but we'll still be the same. California so far behind, Michigan so far away. Trying to tickle her feet, she isn't laughing, so I'll keep on trying. Maybe she'll finally break. Michigan so far away. I've ever seen. My family, my heart, I say. If there's no meaning, then how can this teach me everything? Love is a three-bar cross. I'd die for you if there ever were cause. There's no need to be lonely when we're all apart. When we're all apart. On a sea of grain. Someday we'll change, but we'll still be the same. California so far behind, Michigan so far away. Love is a three-bar cross. I'd die for you if there ever were cause. There's no need to be lonely when we're all apart. Seven on a sea of grain. Someday we'll change, but we'll still be the same. When our days turn all gray, I'll love you the same.